Hi, I'm Gary, and I'm a United States Navy CV veteran, and I'm blind. If you're a blinded veteran, we'd love to have you join our family at the BVA. That's the Blinded Veterans Association. Contact us at bva.org.
Best Work Industries for the Blind, the largest employer of people who are blind or visually impaired in New Jersey, is dedicated to improving the quality of life for people who are blind by providing training and employment in a supportive work environment. Best Work's core competencies include textile and military apparel sewing and manufacturing, paper converting, packaging and light assembly, warehousing and distribution, kitting, document scanning, and digital imaging, and e-commerce. Best Work is a registered federal DoD contractor, ISO certified, and is committed to delivering the highest quality products and services. What was once a small, self-sustaining manufacturing agency and employment program is transitioning into a full-service social enterprise that will soon offer low vision, assistive technology, and rehabilitative services to people who are experiencing vision loss. Learn more at www.bestworkindustries.org.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to use and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at VetDirect.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and I'm saying welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Are you ready for trivia? But this trivia is not ridiculous. This trivia, everybody should know. This is a song.
Michael!
Everybody, your brothers and sisters should know. Everybody should know this song and who's singing it. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Who is singing this song? This was a big smash.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I'm
going to
hang up and call in.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Do you know the way to San Jose? I've been away so long. I may go wrong and lose my way. Do you know the way to San Jose? I'm going back to find some
peace. We'll take first. New callers first.
LA is a great big freeway.
407-894-1680. Let a song play, song play for a while.
In a week, maybe
407-894-1680.
Weeks turn into years, how quick they pass. And all the stars that never were are parking cars and pumping gas. You can really breathe in San Jose. They've got a lot of space. There'll be a place where I can stay. I was born and raised in San Jose. I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. Fame and fortune is a magnet. It can pull you far away from home. With a dream in your heart, you're never alone. Dreams turn into dust. far without a friend. You pack your car and ride away.
Okay, that's it.
I've got lots of friends in San Jose.
Okay, Chris.
That's a young one for sure.
Okay.
I remember her singing so fast like that. It was almost like speed reading.
That was a big hit.
Well, of course it was, but that's about how it sounded on the radio.
It did? God, geez, mm-hmm. When I heard it again, I went, wow, she's reading it really, singing it really fast.
So who is singing that song? That was a smash. That was a big record.
Yeah, it was.
And I've told you a story about her before. So
you did?
Yeah, I did. But
gotcha. Don't tell them.
I'm not... Michael, I'm not going to say anything. I'll tell you after we get a winner. So 407-894-1680.
Are you sure it's 407-894-1680?
Nope, it's 1680.
407-894-1680.
Who we have, Chris? Oh, my goodness. Mary's right. We're crazy.
What was she saying though? If you got, she said something about the number, and then you get a subway. And then I said,
"Oh, well, she was just joking."
Yeah. I admire her for being in a joking mood after losing her sister. I mean, geez.
Oh man,
yeah, just being a good sport on the air.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Chris is quiet, which means
he's got phone calls.
Yep.
I'm sure all of them are lit up.
Mm-hmm.
That's an easy peasy.
And I want to hear your story about her.
Easy peasy.
So are you flying by yourself or you're going with Stacia? Is it Stacia?
Yeah.
Stacia.
Oh, to Asheville?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're flying together on Sunday and I'm flying home Tuesday by myself.
Okay.
So, yep.
Do you use any navigation apps, Sheila, when you're in the airport or just your cane? I was just curious.
I'm sorry, Chris, go ahead.
No, we got callers, but go ahead, finish your statement.
Oh, no, it would take a long story.
I'm curious.
All right. Well, we have a first time caller in Cindy from Coral Springs, Florida. Then we have Linda from Bayside, John from Clint, and Lori from Boca Raton.
Oh, my goodness. Well, hi, Cindy.
So, yeah. Welcome. Let's talk to Cindy, first time caller. How you doing, Cindy?
Hi, Cindy. I'm doing good. How about you?
We're doing absolutely marvelous in this way.
Hi, Cindy from Coral Springs. We used to live in Coral Springs, too.
Hey, well, how come you left?
We followed the kids.
Oh yeah, you do that. I hear you.
We lived off of the other side of Wiles Road, off of Riverside and Wiles.
Oh, okay. I'm at Riverside and University.
Oh, we know that. Yep.
Yep.
Of course. Yep. So do you have the answer?
Been here about 45 years.
Oh well, we were there for about 20.
Yeah.
Well, you knew it when it wasn't so congested.
Boy, you're not kidding.
And when the Publix was there with the Carvel and University Drive and Sample Road.
And we know.
Oh, I know. Wiles Road was practically a dirt road back then, too.
Yeah. I was just going to say that.
I have a very important question. Is Runyon's still there?
Runyon's restaurant.
You know what? Good question. No, Runyon's is gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Recently or a long time ago?
I think it's been a while.
Wow. They were the best restaurant around.
Yeah. Well, expensive. It's been replaced. But there's a lot of nice restaurants around here.
Yeah. So, Michael.
Okay. So, tell me, who sang the song?
Well, I would say it was the fabulous Dionne Warwick.
You are correct. You are right. You just won yourself. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Subway is coming
your way. All right, now I'm hungry.
$10 gift card is here. See, it pays to listen to Blind and Beyond Radio Show, even if you live in Coral Springs.
Well, we hope you tune in every Sunday night, Cindy.
I absolutely do.
Oh, good.
I enjoy the program very much.
We were happy to hear that. All righty. Well, you better give your address to Chris so we can send it out.
Okay, my stomach's growling. Here we go.
Thanks, Cindy.
All right, okay, now I got a question right now. It's a short one.
Is this a trivia?
No, not my problem.
Oh dear.
So listen to this question. If you don't want, I'm going to ask a question, and if you want to call in and get and help me, if you don't want to give your first name, you just want to call in and don't say who you are. I'll live with it. I have hemorrhoid problems. I'm going in for an operation for hemorrhoids. I just would like to know if anybody had an operation and had their hemorrhoids taken out, if they could tell me about it, because the bottom line is I don't know anybody who had a hemorrhoids operation. Yeah, that's funny, bottom line. Make me laugh.
Bottom line.
Yeah, bottom line. So if anybody had or know of anybody who had a hemorrhoid operation, had their hemorrhoids taken out, I'd like to know about it. I'm worried about it. I'm going for an operation. I have my hemorrhoids taken out. So if you can let me know about it, I would love to know. If you don't want to give your name, first name or anything, just let us know. I'd like to know. If you know anybody who had it done, call 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
And we say this is the Blind and Beyond show.
We do, and I just completed my second surgery. So it's really As the World Turns, I think. I think that's a better name for our show. As the World Turns. Every week it's something else in this house, gosh. I swear. I just had my second laser surgery.
This is some show.
And how did your surgery go?
Well, the second one I thought knock on wood, the procedure went fine, but I was upset because my anesthesia did not kick in. And you know me, I'm a worry wart. So I was very aware during the surgery and I wasn't too happy about that. But but as far as the most important thing is that the surgeries went well. So,
and you can see.
I can read the signs on the highway again so I can start driving again. Yeah. But and then I'm taking drops every day for a month, four times a day. And
yes.
That means I would have to drive.
Yeah, then Michael would be on the road driving. We'd really be in trouble.
No.
We were in trouble before he lost his sight when he was driving. So
yeah,
can't blame it on his sight.
Oh, anyway, that's wonderful.
So where were we?
Oh, I was going to tell you a story.
Oh, yes, about Dionne Warwick.
Dionne Warwick.
Right.
There is a gentleman in the ACB, American Council of the Blind Community. His name is Shane. And he is a blind musician, plays the piano and sings. And he has played many, many, many times with Dionne Warwick.
Well, cool is that? Why don't we have him on the air sometime, Sheila? When you're on, why didn't you do that?
I'll see if I can get him.
Twist his arm.
Well, I'll reach out to him and
that
see if
that would be really nice.
You know, he could tell us some of his, because he does performances throughout the country, actually, and nice. He does perform with her quite a bit. So,
all right, you want to go to break a couple minutes early, and then we'll come back to our guest.
We got a break.
It's up to you. You're calling the shots here.
All right.
And then we'll
still waiting for any, I'm still waiting if anybody knows anything about hemorrhoids.
Oh, well,
an operation.
They might be too embarrassed to call in.
Well, they don't have to use their name.
Oh, wait, somebody said, wait, somebody just wrote to me. Let me see. Hold on. Who is it? Oh. Okay, our next guest said she had the surgery. It wasn't bad. And then I don't know, though, if you're going to be put to sleep or not. I would think so.
I would think I'm not having it done unless they put me to sleep in the
minutes. You're already nervous enough, right? You don't need to be aware.
Hey, Lynn.
Very, very common.
Lynn, listen, Runyon's. You asked Cindy about Runyon's, right?
Yes, it was our favorite restaurant whenever we had a birthday or an anniversary. Yep.
They had the best tomatoes.
And they had the big beefsteak tomatoes. And so why somebody called in?
Yeah, she said it's still in place.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's good. On Sample Road. Boy, that was the best. Very classy restaurant. Not your run-of-the-mill, what do you call those? Chain restaurants. Yeah.
Independent.
Yeah. Yeah. No, really, I've got a picture right on the credenza here of Michael.
If you wanted a good meal.
While we were at Runyon's for my birthday.
We used to go there for any party. It was a
Well, just the family. Just the
family.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Yeah. So we're going to break. We're going to go to break.
Are we going to break?
Don't worry. We're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're live from Orlando, Florida, and I want to welcome you all back to the only commercial radio show in the world for the visually impaired and the blind, and as well as the sighted community. If you're listening, you can call in. We'd love to hear from you. Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894, as Sheila would say, 1680. 407-894-1680. Otherwise, it's 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
Okay. Well, I've been really looking forward to this interview, and I think Sheila, and Michael have as well. I'd like to introduce tonight Janie, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong in the pronunciation, Desir. And Janie is the owner and the founder of Teaching Your Baby in Braille.
And I believe she's calling in from Vero Beach, Florida. Welcome, Janie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Janie.
Hi, Jamie.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're phenomenal. We're a little crazy on this show.
So I'd like to introduce you to Sheila Young. She's our co-host tonight. The one and only Sheila Young.
It's nice to meet you.
Yes.
Jamie. And I'm in Orlando, Florida, and I am president of the Florida Council of the Blind. So I hope that you consider joining one of our affiliates. So
I think I met you at the convention.
That's a possibility, but not this year because I was in the hospital during this year. So
Janie, tell us about yourself and a little bit about your vision and how you got involved in creating and teaching Braille. For the children. I don't want to tell your story. I want you to tell your story. It sounds better for you.
Well, first I was in school for graphic design. My main goal was to go ahead and graduate and go work for Disney and do their graphic works. But I guess God had other plans. That's when I was diagnosed with keratoconus. By the time I hit my bachelor's semester and I was trying to start off, that's when they fully diagnosed me and told me I was visually impaired. Like, I need a cane. We need to stop everything. Nothing's working.
And what is keratoconus? Is that what you said?
Yes. It's a rare eye disease. It's rare. It's basically change the shape of your corners of your eye. It makes it like more of a, like the shape of a candy corn.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So the surface of your eye is changed. Yeah, I understand.
So did you gradually lose your vision or was it just all of a sudden?
Gradually, and it's still going.
Oh, wow.
And they're not sure if it is genetic or environmental. They're still trying to find the gist of it.
I read that you went to a school for the blind. Was it the Florida school for the deaf and blind?
I went to the school in Daytona for the blind.
The rehab center. No. Oh. No, the center, the training center in Daytona. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how was your experience there? Did they teach you really good stuff?
Oh, man. I could say I was one of their challenging ones because everyone was like, okay, you have to learn this on a regular HP. And I was just like, no, my main goal was to learn what I needed to learn on a Mac because I know I wanted to go back to school and get my bachelor's in graphic design, regardless of my disability. So I had this one teacher in there who sat down with me and we worked at it the whole time. And while he was teaching me, he was also teaching himself because he knew nothing about it.
Oh, that's awesome.
The Mac is more difficult.
Oh, yeah. I think it is, but the Mac people that I know in the ACB community and the tech community say it's easier. And I'm just so you had a good experience there and they taught you what you needed.
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I went back to school and I end up contacting Adobe Accessibilities and telling them, hey, can you guys help me out with your software? I'm visually impaired. I need help. And so we also started working one-on-one and finding unique tools for me to help me work with the program. And I ended up graduating, and not before I graduated, I ended up pregnant, and that's how my books came to be about, right in the midst of it, because I was also in the midst of like, okay, now that I'm pregnant, I have to worry about my child. How am I going to prepare him for this eye disability just in case if he inherits the same thing that I have. Uh-huh. And it was crazy because also my teacher wanted us to create an assignment, like where we had to create a book, any kind of book that you wanted. And I was just like, okay, let's see if I could create a book. And then I decided to create a children's Braille alphabet book just for the gist of it. And he looked at it. He was like, this is really good. He's like, gave me an A. And then the next following semester, a teacher was like, oh, do you want to continue this? Do you want to make more books? And I was like, okay, sure. I went ahead. And that's when I made my whole collection by the time I graduated.
Oh, I would love to see them. Sheila, I bet you would like to read them too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's awesome.
How? Now, it's the series, the name of your business that you have now is called Teaching Your Baby in Braille.
Yes.
And how do people access the books if they wanted to purchase them?
Right now, I'm putting them out. They're going to be on pre-sale orders during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Actually going to get them out to get them printed because they have to go overseas to get them done. Because I'm raised and everything that I want the exact way because they're board books. And they're going to have the embossed in Braille on them so the kids and the parents can feel them and they also can see them.
Mm-hmm.
With all the graphic works and stuff. So I'm really excited. And hopefully by the end of the year, I should have them out and I will be going around to different libraries.
Organizations, yeah.
Yep. And I'll be, you know, doing a sign-in.
That's exciting.
That's really exciting.
Did I hear your son in the background?
Yes.
That's so cute. What's his name?
Ollie Spider, yep.
How old is Ollie?
He's 3.
Oh, and my granddaughter's 3. What a precious age.
And he's learning Braille.
Yes, he is. He actually learns, now he knows his name in Braille. He actually goes with me when we do other events, like because I go do presentations at different local daycare centers and other schools where I do like blindness awareness, where they get to be blindfolded and walk around with a cane.
Uh-huh.
We do. You get to see what other equipments and tools that we use on a regular. So, yeah, and they get to try out my books and they love it.
That's interesting, isn't it, Sheila, that her son is sighted and she's teaching him how to.
Oh, read. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I would like to speak with you off the show.
Yes.
Because we have a Braille Revival League of Florida, and we have the BRL of ACE, American Council of the Blind, and I promise they would love to have you come to one of their meetings and talk to them.
And that would be so awesome. And we will introduce her to people from different organizations that I'm sure would be interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we know plenty of people.
Yeah. Yes. Also, I know I will be having a huge event on March 30th here in Vero at the JC Park. It's going to be called the Tiny Superhero Sippy Cup Event.
Aww.
We'll be raising money to help fund, you know, family who has special needs kids who needs to get equipment for them if insurance won't help them pay, or just any type of equipment just for them to have, even if it's just like a trampoline, a swing, a weighted blanket, things like that.
Do you have a website?
No, not yet, but you can find me all over social media.
Well, tell people how to find you on Facebook.
Facebook, Teaching Your Baby in Braille. And also that way on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I have a YouTube page. And also, they can also make a donation at my GoFundMe page. at teaching your baby in Braille.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
That's easy to find, teaching your baby in Braille.
Yeah.
Anybody out there is listening and you'd like to ask a question, please call 407-894-1680. So what else do you, are you working or are you just, is this just your career pursuit right now?
Right now, this is my main goal and also my son.
Oh, yeah.
My son is my number one priority. So after that, it's just him and my business.
That's wonderful. Allie, can you hear us?
Can you say hi?
Hi, Allie.
Can you say hi?
Ollie. Hi, it's Sheila. Can you say hi, Miss Sheila?
Say hi, Miss Sheila. He's drinking water.
That's okay. This was very interesting. We appreciate you coming.
It's
on.
It's very cool. Hearing.
Yeah.
And I will certainly spread the information because this is an amazing thing that you're doing.
Just a whole different perspective, isn't it, Sheila?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, it, you know, I mean, I worked with blind and low vision children with sighted parents, but, you know, and I know a lot of blind parents who have children, so, and they're sighted. So it's really an awesome concept. So.
Yes, that's what it is. And then I was like, I also find it really hard. I'm also a big advocate when it comes to parents that are also in my predicament who are, you know, blind, but they have sighted ones. Uh-huh. And also find ways that was like, okay, how are we going to teach our child this or that if we can't get these certain equipments for them because I'm the one who's blind and my child is like, I want to. So I became a huge advocate for them.
Well, that is wonderful. Jamie, we have a caller for you. I believe she has a question for you. We have Carolyn calling in from Brunswick, Georgia. Hi, Carolyn. Welcome.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn. How are you?
Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
Yeah, I want to tell Allie, my grandson was diagnosed, I mean, her son's name is Ali, I forgot her name. So anyway, my grandson was diagnosed with keratoconus when he was about 15, and his birthday was yesterday, he turned 23. So they told us that there was surgery available to correct it. But he grew out of it because they didn't want to do the surgery when he was diagnosed because they said he might grow out of it, which I'm glad he did. But I just want to let you know that there is surgery available. He went to Emory, and that's where they told him that he could have the surgery if he needed it.
That's a good hospital, Emory, for eye problems.
Wow.
Eye disease, yeah.
Yeah.
Emory is in... I forgot where, North Carolina or Georgia?
Georgia. In Atlanta. Yeah,
it's in Atlanta. Okay, yeah that's
Atlanta.
A good,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Geez, thank you for calling in, Carolyn, and sharing that.
Thank you, Carolyn.
All right.
Okay.
Take care.
And I'll tell you, one of the hardest things as a blind parent is when your child is in school, getting the teachers to understand that when they send information home, and of course, I have to remember that my children were young back in a long time ago. But, you know, don't send me a note home in their backpack. You need to either text it to me or email it to me. And
Or call you.
Yeah, but their teachers don't call anymore unless it's a major deal.
Yeah.
But so, you know, when Ali is in school, you know, you right up front need to say.
Oh, no, they have everything on an app now. Everything is really tech savvy now with schools.
and that's wonderful because younger parents have the tech savvy stuff. So I am so happy that they're doing that. But, you know, when my kids were in school, they would send home their report card and I couldn't read it. And, you know, they would send home a note and I couldn't read it. And so I am so happy to hear that they're doing that now. So that's amazing. But what if you have a parent, just, you know, devil's advocate, and I'm sure there aren't many, that don't do iPhones and messages and, you know, and you're blind. So, I mean, just for those that are listening, you need to communicate with your teacher and let them know that, you know, I need an alternate communication.
Verbal communication is key. Emailing is key. I normally prefer, you know, the email or texting, because just in case if someone be like, well, I don't remember saying X, Y, and Z, you'd be like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I have it here.
Yep.
This said, I got it, quote, on this date.
Yep. So. Yep. Well, that's exciting. Congratulations on what you're doing.
And do you have any advice, Janie, for any other visually impaired parents out there that might have little ones and are feeling very frustrated? Do you have any positive advice for them?
Oh, yes. My main positive advice is keep going. Never give up. It is hard, but it is fun. You'll enjoy every second of it. I mean, if you have a little one, you can't really see them, especially on the crawling stage. My favorite thing was getting elbows and knee pads and taking little bells and sewing on them. So when they would be crawling, you'll hear them.
Oh,
yeah.
All
the way. Oh, absolutely. We know somebody else that did that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One to do, for the ones who have toddlers, I know some of us are like afraid because, yeah, our kids like to go out. They want to go to the park. I use whistles. So I even train them inside the house. You know, when we're in the house, we're like, I'll blow. If I'm in the other room, he'll blow back.
That's great. I love that. I love that, the whistle. Very cute. Well, wish you the best of luck with your teaching your Braille and baby, teaching your baby in Braille series. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you. You guys have a great one. Thank you.
You too.
And you too.
Keep in touch. I'll get it, Sheila.
I can find her on Facebook.
Oh, so okay.
I'll find you.
Uh oh, she'll find you. Take care, Jane.
All right.
Good night to Ali. Good night, Ali.
Thanks for joining us.
Good night. Bye bye. All righty. I guess we better go to a quick break, Michael.
Yeah, we're going to break. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. All that truly matters in the end is that you love.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. We are almost done with tonight's show. So, holy cow, Lynn, where did the almost 2 hours
ago. We're almost done. We got a lot more going.
We're among friends and it goes quickly.
Wow.
It really does. It seems like it goes faster and faster every week.
So we are so happy that you guys are out there listening. And if you are, please call. We want to hear from you. 407-894. Michael and I will argue about this every show. 1-680.
Otherwise known as 407-894-1680.
Love you, Michael.
Hey, Sheila.
Yes, ma'am.
Earlier, you started to tell us something, and I was really interested in it, about how you navigate in a public place such as an airport.
Well, I am sorry to say that I am, I'm happy to say.
Yeah, don't be sorry.
That, because some blind individuals who are listening will say, right. Well, shame on you because you can use this. You can use it, you know.
Preference.
I use the airport assistants that offer help.
That's what I use. Yeah.
I always ask to be assisted to get my luggage, outside. I can get, but, right, Michael, just what's, listen.
What's the but?
I could use AIRA, A-I-R-A, which is an app on your phone. I don't like using it because not all airports are AIRA-free, which means it costs you. I could use Be My Eyes, which is a free app on the iPhone. I don't use those apps because I need to make sure that I have enough power on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So if I get out there and I'm trying to get a Lyft or an Uber or a taxi, whatever, if I'm at an airport and I'm trying to get to a hotel, I need to make sure I've got enough power on my phone.
Do you carry an extra battery, Sheila?
iPhones don't have extra batteries.
Oh,
I do have.
I mean, a charge. I meant a
battery. I do have, yes. I do.
That's what I meant.
I don't always put that in my purse, but I have begun to learn that I need to do that. So
yes, you do. And that has many pockets, Sheila. You can put use one of those pockets.
Yes. So, you know, but there's all kinds of alternatives and everybody is, you know, certainly free to use their choice. But I have never been disappointed in any airport I have ever flown in or out of where I didn't get the assistance I needed. So, and I always remember to tip them. And that's where all of us who are blind need to remember that they don't get paid a lot of money. And it's really nice to get a $5 tip. So, you know, $10 tip, whatever. But right. Anyway, so
that's exactly what Michael does.
Yep. When I get to an airport, first thing I do, after I see ask for a sky cap, is tell the person, if they don't know already, that I'm blind and I like a wheelchair. I prefer a wheelchair, to tell you the truth. I can walk, but I prefer sitting in a wheelchair because it's easier for them to take me around and fast. Plus, you can go through the
security
much faster.
So I'd love to hear what other listeners think about that as well.
Yeah. Too.
So 407-894-1680. So are we, we're done with guests for this evening?
Yes. Yes, we are. So
it's open conversation right now. So if you want to call in and not give your name and remark about Michael's request about hemorrhoid surgery, or if you want to call in and talk about your experience in airports, we'd love to hear it. Or if you want to call in and talk about anything else, we've got about 15 minutes or so. So we'd love to talk to you because this is your show. So
do you understand it's your show? Because it is. That's why we have the show. Do you know that? I don't know if you understand that. This is a talk show. We talk, you listen. You talk, we listen.
Oh, I will not be back before we go to DC for our leadership conference. So, that is March 1st. The ACB leadership will be going to DC.
And what are you advocating for this time?
I don't know the imperatives yet, but I do believe some of them are going to be the accessible medical equipment. So
that, I was just talking about that today. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yes.
Oh, that's a game changer.
Yes.
If they ever pass it.
So that is one of the imperatives, and the website accessibility is going to be another. And I'll be honest with you, I don't remember what the other two are, but to me, it doesn't matter what they are. It matters that they're important to anyone who is blind or low vision, whether it's medical, whether it's website, whether it's no matter what, you know, transportation, whatever. We are all needing to advocate for the same thing. And if we could all get together from every organization and support the efforts, numbers count.
Sheila, you know, I'm glad you said no matter what organization, because I was going to ask you to tell the audience why you feel that as a blind person, it is better to meet other people with similar situations and join an organization. Not everybody is an organization person.
You say no man is an island.
Right. Not everybody wants to join an organization. They don't want to be bothered, and I don't care if it's NFB, ACB, AFB,
no, I don't
whatever
either.
It is. But tell Sheila why you joined way back when and why you think it's important for people to meet other people in the same situation.
My whole adult life, I never knew another visually impaired person. And when I joined, when I ended up losing the majority of my vision and went to the rehab center in Richmond, and that was an NFB facility, and they came and I heard them. I had my own thoughts on it. And then when I moved to Mississippi in 2001, I joined the ACB affiliate in Mississippi. And it was comforting to be around other people because my whole life I'd been around sighted people. And nobody understood me as a visually impaired person at that point. I hadn't lost all my vision. I have retinitis pigmentosa, so I had low vision. And it was comforting to be around people who understood what I was dealing with, because nobody, the sighted world can say, oh, I understand what you're dealing with. They don't. They have no clue. No sighted person can possibly know the frustrations that you deal with every day on a daily basis, from getting up in the morning, figuring out your clothes, whether they match, to paying your bills, to reading your mail, to buying groceries. Nobody who is sighted understands.
I'll tell you one that I find difficult. You're going to laugh with this one.
I'm not going to laugh at it.
Putting toothpaste on my toothbrush.
And that's okay. You know, I miss the toothbrush and it goes in the sink. So I just
that's what happens to me
more.
All the time. I miss my toothpaste. The toothpaste goes in the sink rather than on my toothbrush.
And then I just do it again. So, you know, but those things that, you know, sighted world can't possibly understand what you deal with. So if a sighted person tells you, oh, I understand what you're going through, well, I appreciate your compassion, but you don't understand. So that's what I enjoy about being part of an organization, no matter what it is. There's other people who professionally, educationally, socially understand what it's like to be blind and visually impaired. And, you know, when you deal with something, you've got somebody that you can call and say, I'm so frustrated because, you know, I had a ride and they canceled me, or I had this, and, you know, so it's just all camaraderie. You know, the sighted world, I worked in the sighted world when I worked for the school system. And I had the most amazing coworkers who loved me, but they didn't understand. In fact, the girl that I worked with one morning came to work and said, I got up this morning and decided to close my eyes to make coffee. And she said, I gave it up. She said, I don't know how you do it every morning, because she knows I drink coffee.
And that's why they have that dining in the dark around the country at different organizations. So people could get an idea. They cover their eyes and see how hard it is to eat when you can't see what you're doing.
Yep. And it's, you know, it's just people have no clue. And they all say, oh, I couldn't live if I lost my vision. Well, you can. There is life after blindness. You just have to do things differently. You can still do things. You just have to do them differently.
You know, it's funny when you say that. Even my wife, who I love, unbelievable, who I appreciate. But you know what's funny? When she makes me supper, and I appreciate her, she's making me supper.
You're lucky you're eating.
She goes, she's lucky I'm eating. But when she puts something in front of me, so I always say, well, what is it?
I get upset because I just told them what we were having for dinner.
She said, she might say, we're having, let's just say,
hot roast and mashed potatoes
and string beans.
Yeah.
When she puts it in front of me, I'll ask, well, where is which? So if I want to put my sauce on the meat.
Right.
And she'll say, just don't worry about it. Just don't worry, just eat it.
Lynn, that's not the way to do that.
And I'll say, come on now.
Hey, Mike, Lynn,
yes.
Sheila, I have a gentleman on the phone line from Clint, Indiana, who wants to give you a tip about the toothbrush.
Okay, quick one.
Hey, John.
Very quick one.
Hi, Michael, Lynn.
Hi, John.
Hey, get a tube of toothpaste, Michael, put a rubber band around it, and then stick the tube in your mouth instead of on and try to get it on the toothbrush. Half of your toothpaste is going down the drain. If you put the toothpaste in your mouth, the toothpaste's already in your mouth. You get what you need. You don't need a whole, you know, an inch of it. You just bite off a little dab and stick the toothbrush in there and brush your teeth, man.
But how much do you put in there?
I don't get the rubber band part. But that's a marker, like a marker.
If Lynn don't want to, use the same toothbrush or toothpaste, she knows that that toothpaste is yours.
Oh.
Your, and the other one is for her.
Yeah, he has his own toothpaste and his own,
But I learned that trick a long time ago because I used to do the same thing. I'd try to hit the brush and have my tooth. I was buying toothpaste about every couple of weeks. And now I.
That's funny.
You're so funny, Jeff.
I'll tell you, Michael, a toothpaste now is $4 or $5.
Yeah.
I learned to conserve, man. And I'm
all
here
right,
to tell
well,
you.
On that note, we've been
thanks, John.
Running out of time. Thank you, John. That was
thank
cute.
You, John.
Very good. Everybody's fancy. Try
that, and then let me know about it next week and see if it would work.
Okay. Squeeze it in his mouth. There you go.
Have a good week and take care of you guys.
You too.
Thanks, John.
All right. Well, you know what? Let me do my show wrap up really fast. It's a quick one. And then we'll say goodnight. So join us next week, Sunday, February 11th already, along with co-host Gary Sinclair. And we look forward to meeting our guest, John Katz, who is the president and CEO at Best Work Industries, our new sponsor, and much, much more to come. So there you have it.
There you have it. Sheila Young,
yes,
thank you so much. Well, enjoy your trip.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
Hear all about it when you come back on the air.
Don't fall off the tables.
No, there won't be any dancing on the tables.
Dancing on the table.
Nope.
Give our regards to Stacia.
I will.
Give our regards to Broadway.
Yeah.
Alrighty. All right, folks. Thank you, Chris Shaw. Job well done.
Yeah, I know this
thank
hour
you,
went
Sheila.
By quick.
Thank you, Lynn.
This hour went by quick.
It did. Oh, it's 8:57 already. Wow. All right.
Well, folks, as all good things must come to an end, I have to say good night, everybody. Oh, wait a minute. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Yes, we will. We'll be right back in 1 week. So don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Thanks for listening. Good night.
Good night, Sheila. Good night, Chris.
Good night.
Have a great morning. Happy Easter, everybody.
Good night.